Start. Yep, take your time. There's plenty of time.
Agenda organized here. Comments. I just want to get the Civic Association comments all set here.
Good.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, cool. So it looks like everybody but Arian and Alice are here. Arian will not be making it this evening. So whenever you're ready, you can go for it.
No, Arian. And who is here, Nick, just so I know?
Looks like Danielle, Matt, Miguel, and that seems to be it.
All right, so no Alice right now and no Wen.
I did see Wen. There's Wen down there. She just got here.
Okay. Hi, Wen. Yep. All right, very good. I'm calling to order the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission public hearing at 5 p.m. on March 18th, 2021. Commissioners present are Matthew Blumenthal, Miguel Rosales, Danielle Santos, P.T. Weinberg, and Wen Wen. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. First application this evening is 27 Vernon Street.
Great. And just for the record, PT, Alice did just join us. So welcome,
okay.
Alice.
Okay. All right. Great.
Yep. All right, Peter, it's all you.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for letting us present tonight. What we've done, we presented at the last hearing, and we're coming back to you after hearing some of the commission's comments and modified and kind of stripped down a lot of what we had asked for approval on at the previous hearing. So, and we have simplified the drawings to help clarify, communicate better the scope of the work. So drawing sheet A1 in front of you shows the rooftop of 27 Brimmer. And to the left towards the Charles River, is the existing deck and railing. That's all existing. And we're gonna replace the deck boards, paint the railings, but keep it all. That'll all remain. In the middle are three, there's a skylight, a roof hatch, and an additional skylight over the staircase. Those are the three pieces that we're focusing on that we want to modify. So we can go to eight. Oh, and to the right of those blue skylights is rubber roof. And there's units, but it's mostly open rubber roof right now. Go to the next sheet. Yes, thank you. So the skylight, what we want to do is put a flat glass panel, a walk-on skylight. So we'll keep that. Then the hatch, the stair hatch, we want to eliminate and put decking over that. So we want to close that up. And then we want to eliminate the large skylight to the bottom of the page where there's the six windows. Yes. So this is a roof view showing skylights on the top of this head house. And to the right of that, where the arrows are, is a sloped roof for storage. And that sloped roof is right next to the existing elevator shaft. Above Nick's, one more second there, Nick. So where we show all pink is where we're asking for decking. We've stayed to the backside of the chimneys as directed. we show green lines on that along the edges of the pink. That represents where we want to put new metal railing to match the existing. Where we show the red lines is where we're, the orange line is where we're talking about a wood screen that's matches the height of the chimney. And we'll show you that in an elevation. That's to block all the AC units. Next to the skylight, the walk-off skylight, there is a orange line that runs parallel to that skylight. There is an existing wood fence there. We want to replace that with a new wood screen fence to match the other proposed one, same height. Okay, next image. So then there were some questions about what could be seen. So we looked long and hard to find this, and we mocked up the head house at the lower elevation. And you can see the top of the, what would be the copper head house from one spot. Very difficult to find, impossible to find anywhere else. So we put that on full display. We look at the center of the photo. We see some other arbors up there, and just hoping the commission will consider this request. It'd be a copper roof. It would match the elevator shaft and blend in with the rooftops up and down Brimmer. Next image shows the walk-off skylight, the head house, the pink area is, there's wood deck for that pink area, and there's stone deck for the gray area around the walk-off skylight, but this is the pink area reflected in the previous pages. So that's all we're showing there is those material finishes. They're all behind parapet, invisible from anywhere. Next image, next sheet. This shows the elevation standing in the center of the roof, looking east. As the top elevation, we've kept everything at or below the guardrail. None of that will be seen, even the grill. There's an existing grill up there. But that appliance, that's essentially going to be a roll-in appliance. The elevation below that shows working from left to right. You can see the chimney on the bottom elevation. To the left, the chimney down, yep. And next to it, the screen fence to conceal the AC units.
Oh, okay.
You can't see the screen fence from anywhere. Then we sloped the storage unit, the storage piece there. And we lowered the head house about 9 inches. Got rid of all the Shangri-La that was commented on about all the glass and wrapped it in copper. Lowered the fence next to it, to the right of it, to be no higher than the chimney. You can't see any of that. And then we show the existing railing. So there was a question about the railing and deck previously at the last hearing. We went to the inspectional services and found the application for the deck and metal rail work that was done and was approved by Landmarks Commission in 2007. So I have that. I think I sent that to you, Nick.
You did. Yep. I can verify that. I do have that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We could go to 6, but I don't think it's necessary. But it's really a blow up of the head house and shows we've eliminated a lot of glass, lowered it. We're showing back, front, and side of it. So if we could go back to the original plan, which is, we might have some discussion, I guess, from the plan on A2 or A4 is probably the best one. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So what we're asking tonight is consideration for this head house and looking for feedback.
Great. Thanks, Peter. So, and just to confirm, the mock-up that you have in place, that has been up for how long?
Well, it's been up since the last hearing, and we modified the sloped roof 3 days ago.
Gotcha. Okay. And so what we're seeing on that mock-up is what the only visible portion, aside from the Esplanade side, you're only seeing, you're probably seeing this corner, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, commissioners?
Okay, so just a refresher for everybody. We will listen to applications. We will have strictly questions from any commissioners. Then we will defer to public comment, and then we will come back for commission discussion and eventual motions and decisions. So that being laid out as the protocol, are there any direct questions for the applicant from any commissioners?
In your application online, you have an option that shows a much lower access to the staircase. Is that still an option?
Well, the client is wants this head house, and we have made so many modifications based on the last hearing. That other option does not work for the interior architecturally, the historical, I mean, this large grand staircase that's coming up through the building. So the preference is to focus on this head house. And we just thought that it is so compatible with the commission's goals in the neighborhood that we thought we should focus on this.
But it just, you know, it's highly visible. And I went to the site and I saw it all around, and you can see it from many places. And in particular from the Esplanade, it's very, very visible. And to me, it's in conflict with the spire of the Church of the Advent. So, I mean, I think the other option is better, but that's my question. I don't have any more questions right now.
Do any other commissioners have questions?
Yeah, this is Alice. I have a question. Is it that the only portion of this revised, because I haven't had a chance to go down and look at the revised mock-up. Is it the only portion of the revised plan that is visible from Brimmer Street, that corner that was shown, and it go back to that one picture?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll just go by here.
It's like A3.
Gotcha. There we go. So Alice, if you take a look right here, this is the visible portion. And this is from Brimmer Street on the flats. Yep.
I took that photo where it would be the most visible, and that's directly on the corner of Brimmer and Mount Vernon on the opposite side of, on the Lime Street side of Mount Vernon.
Okay, and so the new portion that would be visible is where that green is that right?
The yellow tape line, yeah. You can see that bright white yellow line, that's electrical caution tape, very bright. Would be the color of the brown copper.
And how far, and when you construct what you're going to construct, if you want to construct it, what color is that going to be? What's the?
It will be a copper that will be the color of the brown flashing on top of the brick wall right under our mock-up.
Okay.
So that's a copper flashing, so that it'd be that deep leather brown.
And how far up off the flashing is that going to bend? Hard to tell from the...
It's not up against the... Oh, yeah, it is. I can tell you just one second. That height would be... minus this, approximately 7 feet, 4 inches. That parapet is probably higher. It's 7'9" off the roof. I think that parapet right there is raised. I'm sorry, I don't have that information, but I think that
it looks like it's, you know, somewhere around 3 feet probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. It's 3 feet or 7 feet off the roof?
Well, from the
3 feet above the top of the parapet.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure.
Okay.
But the new portion that you're proposing be 3 feet higher than what's there now?
Than that parapet.
But that's what's there now. So it would be 3 feet higher than what's there now?
I think accurately would be 4 feet. I think the parapet's about 3 feet. Uh-huh. And then the building, the top of the roof of this comes up another 4 feet above that. That's what's represented in that mock-up.
All right. So the difference is 4 feet from what it is now and what you're proposing. And that 4 feet upper, is that...
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions from the commission?
Do you have any questions from, do you have any photos from the Esplanade?
I think we submitted a couple in the first application. I don't have them in this application. Do you want me to try and pull those up, Nick?
That's part of the jurisdiction of the commission. So for you to only show one photo from one location when it's highly visible from the other sides, to me it's a little bit deceiving because it's definitely visible from many locations. So, yeah. You know, we should have a complete application that shows all the photos. And I don't really need, do you have photos from the Esplanade?
We've established that it is visible from the Esplanade at the last hearing. So I didn't think it was necessary, but you are correct. That is under our purview. And I think the commission, if I understood this properly, that they were okay with the visibility from the Esplanade last time. So we didn't focus on it on this time.
So it wasn't visible from where we photographed it, but someone else at that hearing went and photographed or stood on a bridge and pointed out it was visible from that location.
But I mean, it's visible from everywhere. I mean,
right, let's do this during discussion, Miguel.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thanks. Any other direct questions from the commission?
Just so I'm clear, the only visibility is from the Esplanade and from this shot of Brimmer Street and Mount Vernon. Nick, were you?
That's my understanding. Yeah. Yeah, so I did have a chance to visit it yesterday, and that was my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anyone else? Okay, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Perfect. So first we have Charlotte from the Civic Association. Charlotte, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. So our comments are that the mock-ups are highly visible from the Esplanade and the Fiedler footbridge. We brought that picture up last month at the hearing. The mock-ups for a new headhouse and the new railing for the deck expansion towards the front of the building is also highly visible on Brimmer Street, as well as the intersections with Pinckney Street and Mount Vernon Street. See photographs attached at the end of this document for reference, which are the same ones submitted in the February hearing. As a mock-ups had remained unchanged until we met on Tuesday night. It should be noted that the guidelines consider viewpoints from a public way to need not be located within the historic district, but may include such viewpoints as we have captured. We also question whether the existing rear roof deck was previously approved. Well, that got answered. Thank you, Steve. It should be noted that guideline C3 states that roof decks and deck enclosures that are visible from a public way are inappropriate to the historic district It should be noted that the new massings would destroy any remaining retention of the original or historic roofline or profiles as required to be preserved per guideline C1. It should also be noted that guideline C4 states that new roof access structures shall only consist of counterweighted hatches or low profile head houses, which are not visible from a public way. It should also be noted that expansion of the head house will require zoning relief. And we ask that the commission postpone the matter by following guideline A10, which states that the commission will not formally review an application until all zoning issues have been resolved through the zoning board. I think I see in these new plans that the head house has been brought back quite a bit. So I'll leave that up to you guys. We are concerned that the proposed fencing walls raise fire code questions regarding height relative to the building's chimney that still remains. So that's end of comment.
Thank you, Charlotte. And for the record, Peter, I did discuss this. Well, this is for everybody, but I did discuss this with my my direct report. And we just need you to state for the record that you do not feel that you need any zoning sign-offs. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That I feel we don't. We do have to research that. Well, simply okay. Because you brought that up.
Yes. So with that said, it's fine. You feel that you do not need zoning relief, but just know that if it turns out that you do, if we make a decision this evening, it will be null and void and you'll have to resubmit.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Nick, can we, since I can see that this is not a very receptive solution, are we able to, so that one of the issues is Mount Vernon Street looks down onto the rooftop. So effectively anything that is done can't be done by any rooftop down there. And we did see it like an 11-foot stretch where you could find this. So the following drawings behind it that Miguel had already seen was a compromise that could give us access that would be acceptable. And this is to eliminate the head house and provide a sliding hatch that we get the 4.5-foot clearance above the existing rooftop. That would not be seen. It would be below the roof line, the mock-up.
Yep.
So I think we're looking for to try and get approval on something to give, because the client wants to get moving on this, and we'd like to supplement this design as the alternative design.
Sure. And Peter, you can do that. And what I would recommend is let the commission make their decision. And this proposal, if I understand it correctly, would actually be exempt from our review because it cannot be seen from a public way or park or significant view shed. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. So let's see what the commission says about the head house. And then if that's the case and they deny the head house, then you can install this as an exemption because it will not be within our purview.
Okay.
Yep. PT.
Okay, so is that the end? No more public comments, Nick?
There are no other public comments.
Okay, so let's bring it to the commission for discussion. Does anyone have any thoughts? I know Miguel, I didn't mean to cut you off earlier. I just wanted to keep questions to questions and discussion to discussion. So feel free to re-engage here.
Well, I think this option, you know, they propose is much better. I mean, I think the head house is very visible and I'm sorry, but to me, the Esplanade is as important as the public garden or the state house grounds. I mean, it's like, you know, the district is seen from there. So I don't think we should diminish the importance of the Esplanade. It's a landmark park, you know, it's very, well visited, so I think that view to me is as important as other views in the public way. So I find this option that he has here, you know, acceptable. It's very transparent. It's a glass that slides up and down. And I think there's an alternative to not, you know, change the roof line of the architecture in the district. So I think we should make that, you know, that this is the proposal that is built.
I second that sentiment. I like this option. I think it is sensitive to what we said in the last meeting, and the design's much improved, and I think this is a good proposal. Sorry.
Any other commissioners have thoughts?
I'm sorry, is Matt seconding what Miguel just said? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that wasn't we weren't voting yet, but I agree with Miguel's comments.
It was an agreement, it was not a second. Okay. We have no motions.
Yeah, okay, I'm just trying to understand we don't like the head house, or at least I should take out the we. So the discussion is to not have the head house, but approve the rest of it, which was, I take it, suggestion of staff.
Yes. So essentially, nothing else is visible. So it would, in a sense, be exempt because the existing rail that is visible from the Esplanade it exists already, and they have documentation that was approved by our commission in previous years. So the option would be to either deny the full-fledged head house, and they can construct the glass box, which would be exempt from our review, or you can go one step further and just say the glass box is the approved option for access to the roof deck.
Well, does staff have a recommendation as to which of those two would?
Yes. Yeah, it would be the glass box.
The glass box, approve the glass box? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I would make the recommendation to approve the option that has the glass box leading up from the staircase.
And to deny the option that would include a new head house?
Correct.
Okay, I make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Wen?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay.
Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, everyone.
All right, next up we have 55 Chestnut Street.
Hi, Nick. This is John Rogers with Sagamore Select. We are general contractor. Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Good.
Sagamore Select is the general contractor overseeing the proposed work at 55 Chestnut. What we are proposing is a bar-style snow retention system consisting of two horizontal galvanized steel bars running along the width of the building on Chestnut Street. This system will be set back approximately 30 inches from the eave, and the system is being requested as a safety precaution to prevent snow and ice from avalanching onto the sidewalk below, which unfortunately the homeowner has encountered earlier this winter. Not only is this falling snow and ice a danger to the homeowners and their planters and shutters, but also to passing pedestrians on Chestnut Street. That's it in a nutshell. I believe the commissioners have photographs of some adjacent buildings with the similar type of snow retention system. And with that, I believe you also have information about the system that we are proposing. With that, I turn it over to you, Nick.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. So, John, just for your reference, I am showing the package that you delivered to us. So everyone can see the neighborhood examples as well as how the snow guard systems will be installed onto the roof. And John, if I can see this properly, this is a slate roof currently, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So this is pretty straightforward. I guess the only options that I'm putting forth to the commission, or the only question I should say, is whether or not this should be stainless steel, or there is also a bronze option. So with that, PT, I can turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks. By bronze, do you mean copper, or is
no? So actual bronze. There's a bronze option.
Okay.
So we see it right here.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of these in copper. That's why I ask.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That, okay. Again, I guess that would also be an option too.
Okay.
Currently, the system that we're looking at does not offer copper system, but we certainly could investigate that. But and just to clarify, Nick, you mentioned it was stainless steel. It's actually a galvanized steel system that we're proposing for cost effectiveness. But you're correct. There is also a bronze system on it.
Gotcha. Thanks for that correction, Jenna.
No problem.
Okay. Any questions from the commission prior to public comment? Doesn't appear to be. So members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great. Charlotte, go ahead.
We do not object. However, it should be noted that bronze or another finish besides zinc would be preferred. End of comment.
Thank you, Charlotte. And it does not look like there are any other public comments, so we can close the public comment period.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Any discussion amongst the commission?
I mean, I think, you know, this detail is used in many places. In Beacon Hill, it's not something new. And I agree they can do it in bronze, would probably be better.
Yeah. Okay.
It's something that is used in many locations, so it's nothing, you know, different from other houses.
Yeah, I've put these on my own home. They're pretty effective and they're, you know, as attractive as they can be and as subtle and muted as they can be. And I think the safety concerns and all of that, I have no issue here. I would make a motion that we approve the application as submitted with the proviso that they be in bronze.
Gotcha.
Okay, I second that.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal.
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond.
I'm mute. Yeah, aye. Thank you.
Commissioner Rosales.
Aye.
Commissioner Santos.
Aye.
Commissioner Wen.
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg. Aye. Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. I'll get you a letter in a couple days or so.
Very good, Nick. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, commissioners.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, you too.
Welcome. Thank you. 32 Dern Street.
Laura.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. So I have control of your presentation. If you want to just go ahead and let me know when you need to change the slides.
Great. My name is Laura. I'm with Recover Green Roofs, design build contractor. And we're looking at the common roof deck on the fifth floor at 32 Dern Street. We've done some work on this property before, private roof deck, and some work on this roof deck as well. So the client wants to do a sunshade pergola and a trellis, like a screen fence trellis, and I'll show you those locations. In talking to Nick, Just to keep in mind, we can all, if we're not approved to do the pergola, we can just do the fence, the screen fence, which I'll show you. The pergola, you'll see, is visible in one location from the street, and the screen fence is not. So keep that in mind. So if you want to actually go back to the sure. beginning of the existing photos.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Actually the next one with the existing screen fence that you'll see. There we go.
This one here?
The next one. Sorry.
Not this one though.
No, that one, the one after.
Okay. This one.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's a screen fence that is existing, also not visible from the street. So the one that we're proposing would be similar to this. Okay, so we can go to the next slide. Just existing plans here. And then here's the proposed plan showing the pergola and the screen fence location where Nick is pointing. Existing elevations. and then proposed elevations. And here's a model of the proposed pergola and the screen fence behind. And just to note, I don't know if we saw it on the previous drawing, but the pergola is a little over 8 feet high and the screen fence would be 5'9". So this is a map showing the views from the street. So we'll go through these pictures. Here's the mock-up of the pergola that we did. And the caution tape is at the height that the pergola would be at 8 feet. And so that's the first view right from the corner there, no visibility. From the corner of the Dern Street building, no visibility. And then this is where you start to see it. There's about a, 50 to 100 foot section on Hancock Street where you can see the pergola mock-up. So you can see it highlighted in red back there. And then the end of that view, you can see just that side of the pergola. That's from Dern Street, no visibility from there. And then that's from the park, the Beacon Hill Monument Park, and you can't see anything from there either. Okay, so that's it. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Any questions from the commissioners?
So are we able to revoke the pergola?
We can remove the pergola, yes, if that's required.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Okay, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
First up we have is Charlotte with the Civic Association. Go ahead to Charlotte.
The proposed pergola would be highly visible from Hancock Street and perhaps also from Bowden Street, a viewpoint not included in the application. Mock-up for the new screen fence is recommended as a small portion abutting right against the front parapet we expect will be able to be seen. It should be noted that guideline C3 states that roof decks and deck enclosures that are visible from a public way are inappropriate to the historic district. It should be noted that a new massing would obstruct retention of the original or historic roof line or profile as required to be preserved for guideline C1. End of comment.
Thank you, Charlotte. PT, I don't see any other public comments, so I will turn it back to you.
Okay, any discussion or commentary from the commission?
I think the application is okay if they remove the pergola. The pergola is, especially in a building that is of this size and scale, they tend to look very inappropriate in my opinion. And if they are willing to remove the pergola, I think the rest is okay. So that would be the proviso. Approve the rest, but remove the pergola.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you, Miguel. I'm with you. Any other comments or discussion?
Staff agrees.
Didn't mean to neglect you, Nick. Didn't mean to neglect you at all. Miguel, you want the motion?
Yes, I'll do the motion to approve the application as submitted with the exception of removing the pergola as a proviso.
Second that.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Wen?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay, motion passes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. You're all set. I'll get you a letter, okay?
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
83 Charles Street.
I saw Jillian. Where is she?
Yep, I'm here, Nick.
Okay, go ahead. Want to just explain your project?
Yeah, for sure. So we're opening up a quick service charcuterie takeout place at 83 Charles Street on Beacon Hill, obviously. And a little bit of background, the whole premise of the company is that we just want to make charcuterie more convenient and accessible to the public. So our retail location will kind of operate as like a small format Sweetgreen or Chipotle for charcuterie, where customers can come in and get on-demand, ready-to-eat charcuterie platters. So the proposed scope of the work is that we want to basically put in new signage using the pre-existing metal hanger that the previous tenant has in place, as well as we want to remove the awning at the front facade. And so with regards to the new signage, we basically want to install a new wooden 21 by 36 inch sign indicating entry to our new retail location, painted black, semi-gloss with our white cured logo lettering, as you can see. And then, like I said, our mode of attachment is just reusing the existing original metal hanger that's currently affixed to the building. With regards to removing the existing awning, we feel that the current state of the awning is rather withered and deteriorated. And so by removing this, we actually feel like we'll up the value of the premises and improve the building overall. Also to note, under the awning, the brick is actually in pretty pristine condition, but obviously we'll commit to repairing any and all of the damage from the awning, such as, filling in any holes or repairing and replacing the brick. So that's kind of the scope of the project.
Great, thanks very much. PT?
Any questions from the commissioners? Okay, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Great, Charlotte, go ahead.
Okay. We would prefer a non-gloss matte finish for the sign, but we would encourage the applicant to keep the awning structure and replace the fabric in color or pattern fitting to the store brand. We feel that the window looks better with awning than bare and matches the adjacent twin building. For further contextual understanding, see photographs attached at the end of this document for reference. It should be noted that the awning structure is bolted into the mortar joints, and we are not concerned that removal will cause unsightly exposure of damaged masonry. See photographs attached at the end of this document for your reference. So end of comment.
Excuse me, Nick, can you make that picture any bigger?
The one on the screen?
Yeah.
The photograph, okay. If you need me to go to Google Street View, I can also do that.
Okay, any more public comment, Nick?
There are no other public comments.
Okay, let's open it up to commission discussion or comments.
I think it's a good proposal. I mean, you know, I went to see the location and the awning, it is in bad condition. And, you know, there were no awnings when this building was built. So I don't think that's something that we should push for to keep. And I think what she's proposing is good.
I agree. Cool concept too. Bass charcuterie sounds good to me. Anyone have a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the application as proposed.
Second.
Okay, great. A motion has been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Wen?
Wen had to leave.
Okay, Commissioner Weinberg, aye. All right, motion passes.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, good luck.
Okay. So that is it for the design review. So next would be administrative and then the rest.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions on the administrative?
No.
Okay. Public comment on administrative, Nick?
Yes, please.
Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in this application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay. I do not see any public comment, so we can close the public comment.
Okay. Any comments or discussion from the commissioners?
No.
I would make a motion that we approve the administrative items en masse.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay, on to the February 18 public hearing minutes. Anyone have any issues with those?
There were just a couple of typos, Nick, if you maybe went to do a spell check, but otherwise that's fine.
Sure. I will talk to Joe about that.
Okay. So I would make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes as submitted.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay, any staff updates, Nick?
Yeah, just a couple. So you all received my email about the commissioner handbooks. So that has all of the governing paperwork in those handbooks. We'll get you a physical copy once we're back at City Hall, but please keep those close. It has all the rules and regulations. And if you have any questions, we'll be updating them on an annual basis. Second, I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Matt Blumenthal. This will be his last hearing because he is leaving the city of Boston. And part of the requirements to be on the commission is you have to live in Boston. So Matt, thank you very much for everything that you've done for the district. We very much appreciate it, and you'll certainly be missed.
Thank you, everyone. Yep.
Take care, Matt.
I'd like to be on the board, but those are the rules.
Matt, where are you going?
Moving down to Duxbury, Mass.
The suburbs, huh?
Okay. Yeah, the burbs. So excited for the move, but sad to leave the commission.
Good luck with the move.
Thank you, Miguel.
Yeah, so thank you, Matt. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Those are all of our staff updates. So we just need all a right. motion to adjourn. Yep.
We will miss you, Matt. Good luck. I will make a motion that we adjourn the March 18th, 2021 hearing of the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission.
Oh, dear. Second.
Okay. Commissioner Blumenthal, your swan song.
My last vote. Aye.
All right. Commissioner Richmond.
No. I'm not going to leave. No, that's okay.
You can stay.
Yeah, you hang out. Zoom's open all night. Yeah. All right, Commissioner Rosales?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye.
Great.
All right, everybody, have a good month.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good month. We'll see you next month.
Hey, guys.